This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Why can't I see the time on my computer? That's weird. Oh, there it is. It's 8:38, and that makes it time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone helped me remodel my kitchen. They have all the good stuff. If they got it, look, I guess I can't say they got everything, but they have a lot to choose from in terms
they got all
of
the
countertops.
Best stuff.
All the best stuff. They've got like the tiles, endless. So it's the one place you go to get it all done. Go to All Natural Stone. They have great experts there to help you. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, San Jose, Burlingame,
and Dublin.
And woo! Online at allnaturalstone.com. Check them out.
All right.
So here's what's happening. I'll begin real quick with updating you because I did, in fact, watch the Giants game last night. They played the A's. They played in Oakland. It was fun to see baseball back. The audience were mostly cardboard cutouts, and they had fake crowd noise. But it was fun to watch baseball. The Giants won last night. This is also – these are spring season, spring camp games. The official season begins later this week. So the Giants won last night. Now they're going to play in San Francisco. That's tonight, another game with Oakland. The A's are at home on Friday for the first game of the season. That's against the Angels. And the Giants are in L.A. on Thursday. That's the first game of the season. So baseball's back, everybody.
Yay!
I saw spitting, but we'll see if that's if that maybe that guy's going to be in big trouble. And
or maybe, you know, they I'm sure they're wildly testing them, right? Every time they walk in anywhere and they're like, go ahead, you're free. Spit away. It's corona free spitting.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. There's definitely guys in the dugout without masks on, but there were also guys with masks on. So
it's OK.
It's not okay.
Right. I'll just say it's OK. Let's let it be okay. Sure, by the way, if I could, Sandy says, hi, everyone, and thanks for the laugh of the morning. She loved your bit on her sizzling, apparently.
She is sizzling. She's a brick house. Hi, Sandy.
No.
Your mom.
That's not, none of that is true,
yeah.
Everyone.
Yes.
She's just a nice
you
lady.
Didn't even know. I mean, it turned out later in life, you find it like, whoa, mom. Who?
No. Please stop that.
No.
I'm asking you, don't. No. Okay, I did it to myself. She just wanted to say hi.
She's been his mommy, letting it all hang out.
Okay.
Oh, Sam.
Hi.
Another thing about this this COVID stuff, as we've mentioned, you can now get your hair cut, and our numbers are getting a little better at the moment. Let's hope that trend continues. Right after we opened back up, it seems like we had a backslide and we were on vacation for it. But things are going a little better right now as far as the numbers go. Although schools, everyone, myself included, has been waiting to hear what's going to happen with schools. And at our school district, and it looks like across California now, most schools are going to the computer. At least right now, that's the plan. So there were some that were planning to come back, and they were already putting that news out there, like, hey, we're going to be welcoming students back. We're coming up with a plan. Now, I'm sure behind closed doors, there are a lot of people who deal with this stuff that are over it. Like, come on, you had us planning to bring kids back, and now we're just scrapping that, and we're completely pivoting to online. It's got to be hard. It's got to be a pain in the you know what, but
nothing about this is easy. Not for the schools or the teachers, not for the parents who now have to figure out, you know, some parents are like, I need that kid to go to school so I can earn the money that puts the food in their mouths.
Right. No, there's no question that that is a major issue to be dealt with. And I'm dealing with it now too. You know, I
yep.
It's hard. There's no question. And the worst, well, I mean, I hate to say it, but I moved my hips with purposeful effort for a desired result.
Oh my God. I did ask for it. You've got it. Two children.
Not once,
but twice. Back in two All and right. two.
And I'm living different ever since. So here I am trying to figure
out. I'm loving it.
You fool me. We can't get fooled again.
Yes, I can. Want to bet?
Oh, you're just on a roll this morning, Clarky. Thank you so much.
Well, you make it easy, buddy. Thanks. Good partner.
So anyway, it's looking now like schools are going to be online unless we change again in 2 weeks. But the clock is on. I think school starts soon. So
our kids go back. I think Riley goes back third week of August.
Yeah. So, you know, basically he's got a month left and he's
well,
back,
he's already planning. He's already got it all figured out and he only needs a couple more credits to graduate. So he's just going to he's fine with doing it from home. He said it'll be very rare that he has to go back in.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, and he lived on his own for a minute. Not every day of the week, but most days of the week. And
many of the days.
And he got the experience, and now he's home, and he's probably grateful for what he has at home.
Well, you know, they're at a point. Look, they're grown men, basically. So they're easy to be around, and they're funny and interesting. And now that he can drink, oh, my God, because, of course, he can't just drink, right? He's got to become a beer connoisseur. Oh, my God. He joined some beer club, Vinny. I'm like, what are you? All of a sudden, all this weird beer is coming to our house. I'm like, what is this box of, you know, I have to show my ID at the door to make the delivery. And he's like, oh, I'm trying a selection of German wheat beers for. I'm like, oh, of course you are.
You know,
we can't just have a Budweiser.
I say this as an alcoholic, but it's so funny what different people's ideas of becoming an expert at drinking are. So he's trying all the flavors. And my opinion was, how much can I get in my belly?
He's a quality over quantity guy.
Yeah, there's a total difference going on there. And you know what? I think he'll be healthier for it. Good for him.
We'll see. I got some Drunkle Peters in my family, too. So
I approve of his effort to become good at drinking. That's the way to do it.
Yes. Okay.
Find good stuff and sip it slowly over the course of hours as opposed to
take your time
bonging a six pack in 30 minutes.
The journey is the reward
or something,
not the destination, which is the gutter, I think, right? Is that the
by the way? Yeah, yes. Something like that. time travel, it's the best.
Oh my God, it's Thursday. Well,
anyway, I wanted to mention this because it is one of the, I don't know, what do they call this? Collateral damage. One of the problems with this pandemic has been all of the shows that we're not going to get to go to. One of our texters reminded me that tonight would have been the night for the Hella Mega Tour. Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer would have put on a show for the Bay Area. And not happening. So depressing. All right.
It is depressing.
There's that.
Thanks, Texter, for reminding us.
So I teased this earlier and never got around to it. I was surprised when I read it because I thought, that's weird. I've heard, you know, every now and then I'll hear of people, the party people talking about different things, and they'll say, oh, you know, I heard someone say something about Coke, and I'm like, people still do Coke?
Apparently.
What the hell? Like, I would have thought that just went away. And yet, nope, people still party with that. And here's a story about LSD. Apparently, LSD use is up as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, I guess you're going to be home for the next 12 hours. And
I'm surprised, though, because, you know, LSD, look, I accidentally took it like 5 to 8 times. I'm not sure how many, but the truth is I have had some fun on it, but I've also had some scary times with it. And during a pandemic could be a scary time if you get the wrong
thought process going.
You could really have a bad trip. And, you know, during a pandemic, it could really get dark on you. But it seems LSD is being used as a primary escape for some people. And they're probably doing less. I would guess this is more in that microdosing mentality.
Yeah. There is a whole thing going on with that, isn't there?
But also the problem, and this is just in my experience for many years, I'm talking about like in my late teens, 20s, the problem with it is it doesn't come on the same way. Like with beer, you sip some beers and you start to feel the buzz after half a beer or five.
Sure.
And so you have gradually built your way up and you've earned what you've earned. What you're feeling. With this LSD, you take the paper and you wait.
And wonder how this is going to go.
And you wait. And some people mistakenly go, that must have been broken. I don't feel anything. Let me take another.
Oh God.
And then unfortunately, as this stuff kicks in, they find themselves running out in the street naked and God knows where by the end of the trip.
Oh my God.
Oh, no, Cracklin. That guy passed, didn't he?
Just recently. He did.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Because he was.
Anyway, I just wanted to. I was surprised to hear that it's seeming they're having some kind of an LSD comeback. This
something
is from...
just didn't come back. But, you know, I guess I know someone who really likes it. And I just think, well, you know, okay.
Really? Still? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone your age?
Oh, yeah. Someone I know. So he's one of the Burning Man people. But, he does this, like, he's got a little dropper of, like, you know, squirt. I'm like, oh, my God. That seemed like a lot.
And it's done with some sort of regularity?
It does appear. Yes, it does seem that way.
Wow, I'm surprised. Well,
it's around, though, you know, but be careful, kids. It's not like, at least if you had too much to drink, you could barf it out. That's not exactly the same deal with.
No, it's not. Well, according to this is out of Scientific American. I don't know that if that's a magazine or what, but they're saying that the use is probably tripled.
Jesus.
I don't know. That doesn't sound very scientific, you know, from what to what. I don't have all the numbers here, but I am surprised to hear it's even being used. Yikes. Scares me just to think about it.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want my kids trying it,
that's for sure. Stay away from
kids. Have they ever mentioned it to you at all?
No.
Speaking of your kids, let me do this one last story. It's technology related, and I meant to do it earlier when we were talking about technology, but then we talked too long and I never got to it. I'm surprised by this, but it must be the younger set. 1 in 7 dudes are turned on by that voice machine that Amazon puts out there. The voice that you hear is
God,
somehow
that voice
a turn
is
on.
So sounds like a uptight teacher.
14% of the people asked said yes. That person?
14%.
I'm surprised by that.
Brittany, what do you? Are you turned on by Alex Trebek?
No, it sounds more like a robot to me, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't.
I guess it's because it's, you know, maybe it's a lady who'll do whatever you want. She won't. There's certain things she won't say, though. You know, she does do a bleep. Like if you, when you play, you say that lady's name, Simon says, she'll repeat it back to you. Which I don't know why that's interesting to anyone at all, but my kids will sit there and do it for an hour. I'm like, oh my God. She's just saying what you said back. This doesn't, I don't, like, why is that funny? Why are you laughing at that? What are you tripping? Stop it.
What are you tripping? Exactly right. So our text number is 800-400-3697 and 415 writes, hello. 26-year-old from Napa. I have some LSD waiting for me at home right now. There's nothing else to do for us here.
Yikes.
Here's another one. It says, I've been looking into microdosing mushrooms, but doing research before it.
Oh, well, okay. That's very responsible of you.
I told you this, right? That I here where I live, I don't want to say too much because I really did think that this store had opened up like gorilla, you know, style, and that they're going to be busted any minute. But they have medicinal mushrooms for sale. I'm assuming that's what
decriminalized in Oakland. Is that statewide?
I don't know, but I was surprised to see that there was a store selling it, and I didn't go in. I just drive by it on my way through town. But it does seem like there's some people out there still doing this.
Apparently so.
Let's see, another 415. Actually, when you're not going out and no one is coming in and you have decent things to distract you, like Netflix, LSD is chill. Netflix and
doesn't seem chill,
trip, but... baby. Oh, get it? Netflix and chill. Netflix and trip. Whatever. All right.
Yeah, look, you know, we people have been getting out of their minds since the dawn of people. So clearly some people are willing to do more to get away from themselves than others, and you know, that's a personal choice. Don't do it, kids.
Oh, boy. I maybe have done it again.
Well, what have you done now?
They're quoting me, and 925 says, I moved my hips with purposeful effort. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, Vinny, you.
I know.
You're priceless.
That is pretty funny.
Anyway, why don't I read the rest of these on the other side? Okay. Let's take a break. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.